We're doing Rav Elchanan Wasserman, and we're going to skip for a minute, if it's okay with you, to page Mem Hey. We're on page Mem Dalet, but we'll skip for a minute. And the topic is the challenge of the Akedah, the binding of Isaac. That's our topic here. Yes, gentlemen, we're on page Mem Hey, Nisayon HaAkedah. Are we ready?
Yes.
Page Meme. Now,
Kovetz
is really a binding. It's
binding
a binding of.
And
really, it means that a collection.
Collection.
Okay. Mashe Makshim, Binyan Akedah, the question people ask with regards to Abraham's binding of Isaac. Ma ya nisayon gadol kol kach? Why was it such a big test? We've seen throughout the generations, people were willing to give up their lives for the sanctification of Hashem's name, la'alafim v'lirvavot, in the thousands and tens of thousands. Afshelo ayu nevim, and they didn't have prophecy. Avram Avinu was told by Hashem, and these people, throughout our history, people have given up their lives in honor of Hashem, in the name of monotheism, and they didn't have the prophecy Avram did. The kol shekein Avram Avinu alav shalom sheshama ba'atzmo ma'akadosh baruch hu. So isn't it obvious that Avram would do it? He heard it directly from Hashem. Okay, that's the question. V'nireh, it would seem, says Rav Elchanan Wasserman, de be'emet im nitbonen be'inyan mesirat nefesh al kiddush Hashem. If we will look at this idea of one who's willing to give up their lives to sanctify Hashem's name, en ze nisayon gadol. It's not such a great test. Sharei machlifin olam over, bo'olam omed lanetzach. A person is saying, I'm willing to forgo this fleeting world for an eternal world. I know quite a few people who kept wishing they would die in battle. They went out to fight in the IDF, and they said, with one dedicated act, I could soar in the world to come. And they were prepared to give up their lives in the name of Hashem. And they said, "That's what a way to go. I've done the best I could." So when a person feels so confident that there's a world to come, a person can feel like, I can do this. I'm going to do what I have to do, and if that's the price, that's fine. I'm going to a better place. Ve'en kol biriya yechola la'amod b'mchitzatan. And when a person has been so dedicated, we are taught that they shoot up to a place where no one could stand near them. Aval im yetzuyar, but if one could imagine, she'al yedei mesirat nafsho, that when a person has dedicated their life, they're willing to give up their life, but yafsid chelkol olam haba, but they're going to lose their portion in the world to come. They're going to lose their life and also the portion in the world to come. Umikol makom itratzel hazeh, but a person says, irrespective of that, regardless of what's happening in the world to come, I'm going to do it b'shvil kiddush Hashem. I'm willing to sanctify Hashem's name to do what's right. And it's not because of a world to come. Hunisayon gadol v'nora meod. That's an extraordinarily difficult test. Where you're saying, I don't know that I'm getting anything for this. I'm just doing it because it's right. Then shum dimayon klal ben shnei nisyonot elu. And you cannot compare these two tests. One where you believe you're getting something for it, and one where you believe you're not getting anything for it. De be'oven harishon u'marvich lanetzach. The first type of test, you feel like you're benefiting, you're profiting forever. U'v'oven hasheni u'mafsid lanetzach. And the second way, you're losing forever. Ve'im yetzuyar od shenimtza davar shu yakar harbe meod yoter molam haba. And if we could imagine something that is more precious to a person than the world to come, ve'davar ze yafsid al yedei mesirut nafsho, and that he will lose through his dedication, az uvaday nisayon ora meod asher en nesha'er godel erko. That's a tremendous test. Because sometimes a person has something that's much more precious to them than the world to come. V'hinei matzinu b'katuv gabe Avram Avinu, k'shamar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anochi magen lach ba'olam hazeh, schacha harbe meod ba'olam haba. It says in the Midrash, Hashem tells Avram, I'm protecting you. In this world, you have great wages in the world to come. Avram Avinu answers, Eshivlo, what's Avram's answer? Matiten li v'anachi olech harihi. What can you give me if I have no children? Harei sheya, shelo haya olam haba, chashuv leklum etzel olam, etzel Avram avinu im yilech harihi. Avram was saying, you're promising me a world to come, but if I don't have children, I don't see the value in that. V'atam be'eru ha'mfurshim. So the commentaries explain, what was Avram saying? Why is it that the world to come wasn't of value to him when he thought of his future? Mishum shavodato hayta me'ahava shelo al manat lekabel pras. Because Avram's service of Hashem was not focused on rewards. Avram loved Hashem and he said, the world to come is not what I'm working for. I'm trying to get the world to be monotheistic. I need a continuation for everything I'm doing. I'm trying to produce, I'm trying to help bring Hashem's name to humanity. So a world to come, my focus is not the world to come. My focus is accomplishing an expression of my love of Hashem. V'chol machshevotav, and Avram was very dedicated. All his thoughts were about hayu lefarsim shem shamayim ba'olam. He said, how can I get the world to know about monotheism? Al ken haya chafetz sheyeh lo ben. That's why he wanted a son. I remember I have a friend who was married 20 years without a child. One time he stood next to me and he said to me, you know, it's very hard for me. So I didn't know what to say. What am I supposed to say? I never lived 20 years, I never experienced that. I just stood and listened. And he said to me, there are people who want a child for all kinds of reasons. And when a person wants a child because he wants a continuation in the service of Hashem, that's a totally different desire. And when a person says, I just want to continue the service of Hashem, and then he doesn't have a child, that's a totally different difficulty. It's interesting that a year later he had a child. As far as I know, he has only one child, but he had a child after being married 20 years. And I remember vividly we were standing next to Mordechai Eliyahu's shul, and he was talking with tears in his eyes. And I, being the cynic that I am, wondered as he's saying it, can a person really say they only want a child for the service of Hashem? But I didn't say that. I don't have a right to question his intentions. Who am I? But I really, I think that we're not on that level. I think that we are partial. We're not of Avraham Avinu. When we want children, our own interests are prime. But what do I know? Maybe he's so much bigger than me that I don't have a right to judge him. But I have a hard time imagining that in our generation we have someone who can really say that what they want is for the sake of Hashem. We have this balancing act. The question is it 80% for the sake of Hashem or 20% for the sake of Hashem? It's a balancing act, but it's very hard. Avraham Avinu was on a level where his whole focus was the continuation of doing the will of Hashem. V'imyamut b'lo banim shuv ishtakat shem shamayim mi'aolam. Avram knew that if he dies without children, the world can regress. And who will keep Hashem's name alive in the world? It can be forgotten. Everything he's worked for will be buried, will be destroyed. And that Avram viewed as far more difficult than losing his portion in the world to come. So you can't compare Avram's test to other generations' tests. Other generations, they know that they're getting a world to come. They know there's more, there's a continuation. Avram Avinu's test was, he said, my service of Hashem was about promoting monotheism, and my love of Hashem is about promoting Hashem's way in the world, and if I don't have Yitzhak, I'm not doing any of that. It's a different challenge.